6 months ago, Wisconsin started the Cancer Drug Repository. 17 pharmacies or medical facilities around the state accept donated medications as long as they're still in their original packaging and have been stored properly. Robert Rigoni is a Marshfield pharmacist at the Family Health Center. Rigoni says they have a handful of donated cancer drugs, but so far, no one's come in asking to use them.
I don't know what kind of reaction people are going to have to, well, this is a medication that was donated by another patient, and it was in the other patient's possession. You know, it's yours if you want it. I don't know how many patients will be willing to take it.
A spokesperson for the Department of Health and Family Services says the agency knows of at least one person who saved $2,000 by using drugs obtained through the Cancer Drug Repository. The program is relatively new, and pharmacist Rigoni says it may take a while for cancer patients to learn that free donated medication is available. This includes pain pills and powerful antibiotics to help immune systems compromised by chemotherapy. Recently, the Family Health Center got a big donation of the antibiotic Zyvox. An Illinois woman with cancer was given a new prescription by her doctor, so she sent $1,600 worth of her old medication to the Marshfield Pharmacy. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.